礼节美语。
销售部的 Steve、Faith 和 Katie 围绕直觉展开了讨论。Katie 说
：“I think perhaps everyone has different kinds of intuition. I'm a pretty bad judge of character, but I'm a whiz at picking stocks.
You should go to Las Vegas. You'd make a killing.
That's not a bad idea.
But what Katie's doing is not exactly the same as gambling. She reads and watches business news, but her intuition is better than other people's. She can pick out the signs and clues that the rest of us miss.”
Katie 说人跟人不一样，比如说他自己。
I'm a pretty bad judge of character.
看人就经常走眼，但是
I'm a whiz at picking stocks.
挑选股票却是奇才。
Whiz, W-I-Z, whiz.
Steve 开玩笑说 Katie 应该到赌城拉斯维加斯去。
You'd make a killing.
保准走运赚大钱。可 Faith 却说Katie 选股票并不是盲目下注，而是她在这方面的直觉比其他人更敏感，可以
pick out the signs and clues that the rest of us miss，
发现很多其他人注意不到的线索和迹象。
I've read books by famous CEOs, and most of them talk about how important it is to develop your intuition. Of course, not every hunch you have will turn out to be right.
That's true. Sometimes my intuition is really off.Like with my last two boyfriends.
Intuition might play a bigger role than I think it does. My brother is a police officer, and he says 9 times out of 10, he will just feel that something isn't right. Then when he investigates, he usually discovers he was right.
直觉也不是每次都对，除了 intuition 和 gut feeling.
Hunch. H-U-N-C-H. Hunch.
也是直觉的意思。Faith 承认。
Sometimes my intuition is really off.Off, O-F-F, off.
Off, 在这里意思是不符合标准。Steve 最后承认直觉可能确实比他以为的更重要。他当警察的哥哥就说
9 times out of 10.
十有八九都是他的直觉告诉他有些问题。调查结果还真是那样。
So, what should we do about this deal? Faith's intuition says there's something wrong.
How about if we crunch the numbers again and see if there's anything fishy?
Sounds good. Let's go over all the documents with a fine-tooth comb and see if we can find the problem.
Will do. I'll work on it this afternoon.
Thanks for your input, guys.
Steve 建议从头再算一遍。
Crunch the numbers again. Crunch. C-R-U-N-C-H. Crunch.
Crunch 在口语里有计算、处理的意思。Faith 表示赞成，决定把所有文件重新仔细地过一遍。
With a fine-tooth comb.
用一把细齿的梳子，引申为仔细检查。